Good morning.
How you doing, man?
8:15. It's Brock and Hunter, or Yosemite Sam and the taco.
Hey,
the walking taco. Happy Halloween. We're celebrating here. The studio looks nice. It's all decorated.
Yeah.
It's all Halloween-y.
There's our
bunny, or our rabbit, I should say.
I'm a little bunny.
No, you're Bugs Bunny. Because I'm Yosemite Sam.
I know, but I kind of went more for the Lola Bunny.
Oh, Lola Bunny. Well, I don't hate Lola Bunny.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'll sleep with Lola Bunny.
Look at these little furry gloves.
You do look adorable.
Thank you.
You do. You're very bunny-ish.
We'll do a Facebook Live when Steph gets here and show off our costumes. And then you're going down.
Yeah. That bunny's got some
big
old boobies.
Because you're going to vote on who has the best costume, and it's clearly me.
I told you that we were voting on us, you moron.
No, because other people, right? We're going to... People comment on Facebook.
You guys do not... Well, good for you, Hunter.
Yeah, thank you.
Bad
thank
for you.
I read the message.
Yeah, read it again.
Yeah, exactly.
Read it.
Yeah.
That's right.
Brock's a moron.
Yeah, and maybe check your liner sheets. That's something I work very hard on. And if you don't read them, then they're pointless.
Yeah, at the end of the show, we will announce our favorite individual costumes.
Okay, so in that message, that was about just who we're voting for and what prizes we're giving away. Check your liner sheet right now.
Apparently, her costume is a bitch.
Oh, my God. No candy for you.
I see you dressed
Hunter,
up.
Don't eat this.
I won't. Yeah. But
I see you dressed up as yourself today.
What, cute?
Yes, yeah, adorable. But seriously, go to our Facebook page, and we're going to keep this going. We're going to have some fun. We got, like I said, the studio looks
great.
I saw
some really good ones. Yes, yeah, Steph decorated.
Steph did a great job decorating.
It's very spooky.
I like the Frankenstein's monster, which that's the big thing. People, you know what people do? They always say, oh, it's Frankenstein. No, it's Frankenstein's monster. It was Dr. Frankenstein. That's Frankenstein's monster.
Hey, you know
he named his monster Frankenstein.
No. Yeah.
He didn't?
No.
Are you sure?
That's a common misconception.
Why do they call him Frankenstein?
Because people are idiots and over the years. But no, that's Frankenstein's monster. It was Dr. Frankenstein.
You know this Frankenstein head reminds me of?
What's that?
My ex-girlfriend when we'd wake up in the morning. That's what she'd look like.
That's scary. That's very scary.
All that makeup,
makeup
rubbed off.
Or like some of those facial masks are kind of scary.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the detox masks. I have a bunch of them, and some of them are green.
Oh, yeah.
And black.
Yeah.
Scary.
Yeah. Yeah, Kiki kind of looks like that. Bolts in her neck. coffee.
This is WTF of the Day on the Plan B Morning Show. Brought to you by Henry's Hamburgers.
I like this story. This is good. And it's not very Halloween-y unless you maybe want a good idea for a costume next year. Mm-hmm. As a crack addict. Classic costume. So a 62-year-old guy named Kenneth Woods went to a police station in Evansville, Indiana. Oh, just south of us. He went there Monday to file a complaint against his crack dealer.
Oh, my gosh.
Apparently, it never occurred to him that complaining about your crack dealer means you admitted to having a crack dealer.
Right.
Anyway, Kenneth was upset because his dealer and his dealer's significant other were letting him buy crack on credit, but now his debt was over $400, and they're trying to collect. That's a lot of crack.
That's a lot of crack.
I don't know if you know this or not. Crack is not
crack go by these days.
It's not very expensive. I don't know. I'm trying to think how much it was last time I bought crack. It wasn't. It's pretty cheap.
$10 a rock.
Yeah, $10 a rock. And since he hasn't paid up, they are threatening to mess up his car and shoot him. The cops took down his complaint. There's no word if they've busted the crack dealer or whether they're going to bust Kenneth, too, since, you know, he just admitted to buying a whole bunch of crack. I guess we don't have the crack on you.
Moron. You know, it's very typical for a crack dealer, or not a crack dealer, a crackhead to do that.
Yeah.
They just don't really have common sense.
No, that goes out the window. As soon as you smoke crack, your common sense just kind of goes bye-bye.
It feels like once you smoke crack, you think the cops are like your friends, you know?
Look, you guys appreciate a good deal, okay?
You know?
I understand. But this crack dealer is out of line, folks.
Out of line.
Out of line. You're going to have a tummy ache there, Bunny Rabbit.
Eating all the candy.
Smashing out some candy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're going to have little round bunny turds. Little bunny poop.
Starting her mouth is full.
Her mouth is full. All right, we'll be back.